the snap, looks, deep pass is going to be Antonio Brown at the goal line, touchdown Pittsburgh.
The second half struggles continued against Pittsburgh as the Broncos dropped a heartbreaker against the Steelers. Hello and welcome to Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by John Elway. And John, I know the second half struggles are hard to explain, but one thing that stuck out was third down efficiency. They had 5 3 and outs. How do you correct that problem?
Well, it's you know, we were 8 for 8 in the first half.
Yeah.
And so anytime you stay on the field on third down, you're going to have a lot of success. And if you don't, then it makes it very difficult. So I think that, you know, they did a good job adjusting in the second half. We did not do as good a job. We didn't make nearly as many plays that second half, which you have to do on third down, and we did in the first half. And so we just got to continue to work on that. You know, the key thing is those third downs, because as we said, it keeps you on the field.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing we saw late in the game, Brock Osweiler had that interception, led to the Steelers' go-ahead touchdown. Do you just chalk that up to him being a young guy out there?
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, he wishes he could have that back. There's, you know, it's not going to be the last one he throws either. So, I mean, I think that, you know, he did a good job moving it with it. He tried to make a play, and, you know, anytime you don't have success, and then you, all of a sudden you're pressed a little bit, then you end up probably pressing yourself right into the mistakes like he made there. But, you know, he did a good job moving within the pocket, and one of those that he'd like to have back.
Okay, well, when we come back on LA Access, we'll look at the AFC playoff picture as things are wide open.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 flex points. Apply today at flexperks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Welcome back to LA Access. And John, even though the two losses, the Broncos still control their own destiny and get the first round bye. What's your message to the team this week as they head into a big game against the Bengals?
Well, I mean, I think that everybody knows where we are, and we've known where we have been the last couple of weeks. We haven't performed the second half like we'd like to, but I think that the key thing is we do control our own destiny, and we have to play 60 minutes. We've done a good job, especially the last couple of weeks and the first 30 minutes, but we have played very poorly that second half, and so we got to put 60 minutes together. And fortunately, we're going to be back at home against a very good Cincinnati Bengals team. So if we play 60 minutes like we're capable of, then we can beat anybody.
Things are so wide open in the AFC. The Broncos can still get that top spot, or they can miss the playoffs altogether. As a player, how do you kind of just block that outside noise?
Well, I mean, I think that, as a player, to be able to say that we control our own destiny as far as the second seed, we'd obviously like to control it going in with the first seed, but we didn't get that done. So to be able to control our own destiny going into to week 16 is all you can ask for. If we stay at the beginning of the year, we control our own destiny for the second seed, that's where we'd like to be. So all that other noise is always going to be out there. That's part of this business, but it's up for us to bounce back and keep our nose to the grindstone and go out and have a good week of practice.
Well, it should certainly be a big one on Monday night. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been LA Access.